I'm curious, do you have a really great BS detector? Maybe you're often skeptical of others. Are you really street smart? Would you say you're pretty self-assured? You often find yourself being the leader in the group. Maybe you even struggle to ask for help. Do you love a good challenge? Do you fight really hard for the causes you believe in? Do you have a great sense of humor? I bet you're a blast. You might have thought that these were all parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. Over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we think of as our personality is often this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are 5 different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that we immediately go to when we start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who we are so much as what's blocking who we are. The good news is that once you take my quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and then you can live and parent your kids as your true and authentic self. Click on the quiz link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. Welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast, the show for ambitious women ready to get off the hot mess express. I know you've got a lot going on. You work so hard. You're raising an incredible family. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. I'm your host, Michelle Grosser. I'm a certified master life coach, attorney, wife, and mom. And years ago, I was right where you are. I was running a busy law practice while raising a family, and I was on the fast track to burnout. I thought I just needed to be more organized or have better routines, but it was learning how to heal and regulate my nervous system that expanded my capacity to gracefully hold more of this big, beautiful life. You too are worthy of an extraordinary life in and beyond motherhood. Learning to be a calm, anchoring presence in your home and at work is going to be your superpower. If you're here to do the inner work that brings a sense of calm amidst the chaos, I'm here to join you on that journey. Each time you press play, your growth continues. So let's get at it. Hey, hey, welcome to the Calm Mom Podcast. Michelle Grosser here, your master coach. Welcome. I'm so excited you guys are here with us today. We're going to talk about why we must heal our nervous system, especially as moms. But before we jump in, I just want to start with what it means to have a healed, i.e. a regulated nervous system. Because spoiler alert, it does not mean that you're calm all the time. And you guys know I've talked about it quite a bit on the podcast that I've even struggled with the name of this podcast because I don't want to be part of the perpetuation of this idea that we, especially as women and as moms, need to be calm all the time. Like, that's just BS. It's a nervous system that's calm all the time is actually not a healthy nervous system. It's actually not a regulated nervous system. Because imagine if there was an emergency, right? Like 500 feet away from you, and you were just calmly sauntering over, right? Breathing slowly and deeply. Like, that's actually not the appropriate response for that situation. So we want our body to be able to jump into a stress response, right? And activate so we can move quickly and spur into action when it's needed, when it's appropriate. But then the key, the indicator of a healthy nervous system is a resilient nervous system. It means that we can be spurred into that stress response when it's necessary, but our system also knows how to return back to that baseline stress level, back to a state of calm and a state of safety and a state of peace when that stressor has passed. So a nervous system that can't do that, that can't come back to calm, a nervous system that gets stuck in that activated stress response, right? Gets stuck in fight or flight, chronic anxiety, overwhelm, maybe even to the point of feeling really disconnected and burned out, that's a system that is unhealthy. That's a nervous system that is dysregulated. But thank the good Lord that there are ways to heal it so that it can become more resilient, right? It can sense that it's actually safe. It's okay to shift out of fight or flight and then come back to our ventral vagal state, which is what we call our rest and digest state. That's that state of calm and peace and presence and connection. And yes, that sounds great, right? Like we're all after peace. And we know that before we work toward any goal, and maybe you have a goal of learning how to regulate your nervous system this year, we got to get clear on our why, right? What's your motivation for wanting a regulated nervous system? And first and foremost, this isn't one of the three reasons I want to talk about with you guys today, but I do think it's the foundation. This is the foundation of all of it, because before anything that we do is about anyone else, again, especially as women and as moms, I want to champion this for you guys. It's actually about you, right? You deserve to live with a regulated nervous system. You, like the woman, you, the person, you deserve to feel well. You deserve to think straight. You deserve to feel rested and energized and not tired all the time, right? You deserve to feel like mentally sharp and clear-headed and excited and passionate and creative. And you deserve to be free of anxiety and not feel like you're constantly busy or behind or stuck on a hamster wheel. You deserve to have a body that you are at ease within, right? A body that can fall asleep and stay asleep, and a body that has a healthy gut, and a body that's free from, I don't know, from chronic muscle tension and aches and pains. Like all of these things are symptoms of a dysregulated nervous system, you guys. So when you learn how to heal your nervous system, you actually learn how to heal all of these symptoms. And you, my friend, you deserve that, right? Full stop. And then on top of that foundation, right, first and foremost is that you are worthy of it and you deserve a regulated nervous system. The truth is that you cannot be the woman or the mom or the wife or the leader, the business owner, the professional, the community activist, like whatever roles you fill, you cannot carry those roles out to the extent or in the way in which you're called with a dysregulated nervous system, right? You can't do it to the fullness of your capacity if you're stuck in fight or flight. And here's why. When your nervous system is stuck in fight or flight, right? When you're dysregulated, your brain is prioritizing safety and survival always. Like these primal instincts, protection is activated. And the part of your brain that's responsible for executive function, so this is the part of your brain that's responsible for high levels of communication and empathy and compassion and reasoning and focus. All of those parts of your brain, you actually don't have access to them when you're in fight or flight, because that part is not necessary for your survival, right? So that part kind of gets shut down and you're in survival mode. So what I want to do today is I want to touch on three of what kind of came to me as the top reasons why it's so important to heal your nervous system, especially as a mom. All right, so number one, the first reason that you got to heal your nervous system is because when you have a healed and regulated nervous system, you become super efficient at planning and organizing. A regulated and healthy nervous system, you guys, is the most efficient and effective way to get yourself off the hot mess express. Like, I cannot overstate this. I also can't tell you how many discovery calls I get on where you guys are telling me like, man, I feel so disorganized. I'm so overwhelmed all the time. I'm always rushing. Like, I feel like I'm just in a million places all at once. And they want me, you guys want me to like coach you to have better systems and better habits and better routines, so you don't feel like you're so frantic every day, right? You don't feel like you're all over the place. But here's the thing. If you relate to this, do you need better systems and routines? Maybe, right? Probably. But my instinct is that you already know, right? You've already learned better systems and routines. Like, you've already learned how to do that. You've read the books, you've listened to the podcast. Maybe you've even tried to implement some of this stuff. You have a stack of planners, right? You have all this home organizing stuff stacked up somewhere collecting dust. I know, because I've been there. And the reason why you have a hard time putting them into practice consistently is because of the dysregulated state of your nervous system. It's not that you're not disciplined enough. It's not that you're not motivated, right? It's that you might be under chronic stress with a nervous system that's stuck in fight or flight. And you guys, you're literally unable to access the part of your brain that allows you to plan and organize your life. So extend yourself some compassion, right? And understand that that part of your brain, that prefrontal cortex, the part that you can only access when you are regulated, it helps you do all of these things that you're wanting to do. It helps you plan future events, right? And anticipate what's coming. It helps you to set goals and develop strategies and execute those strategies. It helps you organize tasks, right? It helps you create like step-by-step plans and get out of overwhelm and actually be able to check those things off, right? And go through those plans and accomplish those objectives efficiently. So if this is something you struggled with, you guys, like first, you got to learn how to heal your nervous system. First, you got to learn how to regulate your nervous system. Because once you're operating from a place of regulation, once you have access to that part of your brain, your prefrontal cortex, then we can work on systems, then we can work on habits, then we can work on routines. And this is exactly how we've structured Restore. Restore is our small group coaching program. We start with learning one, how to get out of fight or flight, right? How to regulate your nervous system, how to close that stress loop. So then you can regain access to your prefrontal cortex, that part of your brain that helps you think straight. And then in week two of Restore, it's all about optimizing those systems and those routines and those habits, especially as a busy mom. So you're able to prioritize the things that are going to give you a high ROI and prioritize your peace. And the spring cohort of Restore, you guys, starts in April. And I max it out at about 15 women. So if that's something that you want to be a part of, I'm going to put a link in the show notes to our wait list. There's no like deposit to be on the wait list or anything like that. It just means that you're going to get access, early access, one, to a discount, and then you're going to be able to access registration early, a few days before we open registration to the general public, because we do keep the group small. So if you want to join us in April in the spring cohort of Restore, put your name on that wait list so that when registration does open, you guys can grab your seat before it sells out. And if you're not sure if Restore is right for you, if you have questions, or if you're more interested in working with me in a one-on-one capacity, there's also a link in the show notes to book a free discovery call with me. We'll just hop on a Zoom. I'd love to hear what it is that you're experiencing. And then I can answer any questions that you have. We can discuss the different programs and how I can serve you best. So that's number one. The second reason you must heal your nervous system, especially as a mom, is because when you have a healed nervous system, you are able to respond instead of react. You're able to respond instead of react. And I think that's a goal for all of us, right? Whether we're raising kids or not, when we're in relationships, in our workspaces, all these things, we want to be able to respond intentionally, purposefully, right? Say the things that we actually intend to say instead of just reacting. And when we're in fight or flight, you guys, when we're stuck in fight or flight, everything that we hear, everything that we experience, everything that we say, it's all done through a filter. It's all done through this lens of survival and defensiveness and scarcity and self-preservation. But when we heal our nervous system, we're able to experience things as they actually are without all of those filters. And we're able to communicate effectively without that cloud of dysregulation. So if you notice that you have a short fuse lately, right? If you notice you feel emotionally volatile or edgy or frustrated or irritable, guys, these are all signs of a dysregulated nervous system. So as you learn to heal and regulate your nervous system, you're going to grow that space, that really powerful pause between the stimulus and the response. And when you have more space between the stimulus, right, whatever it is, your kids ignoring you or fighting or the dumb comment from your coworker or whatever it is, right? When you have more space between that stimulus and then how you react, the more space you have there, the more you can be conscious of how you respond instead of just reacting. Even when you're emotionally charged, right? You can still integrate emotional information and then choose to modulate your response. And guys, this is so huge in parenting, right? I don't need to tell you. No one wants to be the mom who's just like snapping at her kids all day, right? Does it happen to all of us at some point? Sure. But there are days when we're not well resourced, right? We don't have all the tools. Yes, it's happened to the best of us. But when we've healed our nervous system, those days And those moments, they become an exception rather than the rule. And this was a big driver for me personally to take action and do something about regulating my nervous system because, man, I was like looking around and I'm like, I don't want my kids to grow up and look back on their childhood and like have memories or think of me as a mom who was always kind of edgy or mad, right? Like mom who yelled at me all the time or mom who had no patience and was always irritable. I didn't want them to ever feel like they had to walk on eggshells around me. And I knew that nothing changes if nothing changes, right? And I had small kids. I couldn't wait 10 years to learn how to regulate my nervous system. They were going to be teenagers or out of the house. So it really prompted me to take a look at the root of everything, right? Everything in the way in which I was feeling and how I was showing up and ultimately how I was parenting. And the more I studied and the more I learned, I really saw this theme, this trend that everything was rooted in my nervous system, whether it was regulated or dysregulated. And learning the tools how to regulate my nervous system and everything that I now teach inside of Restore and in our one-on-one coaching is what turned it all around for me and what turned it all around for my family. So that's number two. Is it really hard for you to relax if the house is a mess? Are you someone who cleans when you're stressed out? Maybe you're an overachiever. You tend to work a lot. You're always busy. Are you really responsible? Are you a rule follower? Maybe it makes you really uncomfortable when others don't follow the rules. How about detail? Do you have a good eye for it? Do you hate being late? You might have thought these were all just parts of your personality, but they might actually be coping mechanisms you've picked up over the course of your life, and they're having a huge impact on how you show up, especially on this motherhood journey. Are you curious to know more? You've got to take my personality patterns quiz. Here's what's going on. When you were a child, whenever an experience overwhelmed your nervous system, you subconsciously built a defense against that overwhelm. And then over time, those defenses became a habit, and then they became a pattern. And now as an adult, what we often think of as our personality is this defense pattern running the show. It's so interesting, right? There are five different personality patterns, and they're not personality types like the Enneagram or the Myers-Briggs, but rather they describe the safety strategies that you immediately go to when you start to feel overwhelmed. They don't describe who you are, but rather what is blocking who you are. The good news is that once you take the quiz and learn about your pattern, you can learn skills to break out of that pattern, and you can live and parent as your true and authentic self. So click on the link in the show notes or go to michellegrosser.com/quiz now to take my 2-minute personality pattern quiz. And then the third reason that you want to heal your nervous system, especially as a mom, is because when you have a regulated nervous system, you have the ability, you have the capacity to access this sense of calm, this sense of peace amidst all of the chaos, right? You're able to have this super anchored presence despite whatever's happening around you. And as a mom, like I want that. I want to be able to feel grounded even when my kids and my house and the dogs and the TV and all the stuff feels really chaotic, right? Everyone's making dinner, homework, noise. Like it is a superpower, let me tell you, to be able to stay grounded regardless of the tantrums and the whining and the big feelings and whatever it is that's going on around us. Having that inner safe space, right? That strong core to return to. It means that we have the ability to just access that safety and that stability and that resilience that's within each and every one of us during times of stress, during times of adversity, during times of uncertainty, right? And when I talk about this inner safe space, I know because I feel like I'd heard about that before I really understood it, right? It was kind of like this concept that I got, but I didn't really get. And maybe you're there and you're like, what are you talking about, Michelle? I'm talking about this place that exists within each of us. It's this place of emotional security. It's a place of calmness. It's a place of comfort that we can access internally, regardless of our external world, right? And maybe it's something that we imagine or we visualize. Or maybe we feel it as a sense of like peace wash over us or like warmth or protection. And it serves as this source of inner strength. It's powerful, you guys, especially when we're being challenged and triggered, right? It offers us a respite from stress. It offers us a respite from anxiety, from overwhelm. And every single one of us has that place within us. We just need to learn how to access it. And it stems from having a strong core. What do I mean by that? It stems from having a foundation of this inner resilience, this inner stability, this inner self-awareness that just allows us to go through the ups and downs of life, right? I always say life's going to keep on lifing. We get better coping mechanisms and skills and tools, but life keeps lifing. It's going to keep coming at us. But we can do so when we have that inner space. We can do it with greater ease and greater confidence. And sometimes that's exactly how it shows up. It shows up as confidence. It shows up as self-compassion. It shows up as knowing how to regulate our emotions and being able to do so. That strong core, right? It provides that sense of inner strength and grounding and centeredness. And it allows us to withstand a lot of life, right? A lot of disappointments, a lot of setbacks, a lot of frustration without losing sight of the big picture. And that's it, you guys. When you have a healthy nervous system, you're able to access that space, right? Return to that inner safe space, that strong core, tap into those internal resources, regardless of the zoo that's going on around you. Man, what a powerful place to be. What a powerful tool to have, not just with the crazy of your kids, but anywhere, right? That inner peace at work, whether it's in rush hour traffic, at dinner with your family, like anywhere. That is one of the greatest reasons, I think, to learn how to regulate your nervous system, because when you're regulated, you have access to that place. You have access to that inner space that feels calm, regardless of what's going on around you. So that's what I've got for you guys today. Top three reasons you got to heal your nervous system, especially as a mom. It's going to allow you to plan and organize better. You're going to be able to respond instead of react. And you're going to be able to find that calm anchoring presence despite the chaos going on around you. I love you guys so much. Man, if anything in this episode resonated, click on the link in the show notes, jump on the Restore waitlist so you can make sure that you snag your spot inside of Restore when we open registration again for the spring cohort in April. I would love to work with you guys then. All right, take care, my friends. I'll talk to you soon.
If you love Mommy's Podcast, leave a review.
If you enjoyed this episode, it would be so awesome if you could take a moment to subscribe and rate the podcast. And if you have just a few more seconds to leave a quick review, they really help to get this podcast out to other moms like you. I read every last review, and trust me, when it's late at night or early in the morning before my kids get up and I'm working on bringing you all of this content, your reviews are what keep me going. Leaving a review is truly the best way you can thank me. And of course, DM me on Instagram. I love to hear from you. Thanks for listening to another episode. Head over to the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at michellegrosser.com, where you'll find free resources and more ways to connect with me. If you love the show, share it with a friend. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.